So today is Lag Baomer Lamed Gimel, in our count on our way up to receive the Torah. Today we do not say Tachanun. For Ashkenazi, it is permitted to get married. Any of y'all want to go find yourself a good shidduch? Here's your chance. You can get married, and you can dance and rejoice and have live music even and singing. Why? For today is the day when the students of Rabbi Akiva stop dying, according to one tradition. Another tradition says today is the yard site of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai when he passed away. Or in Hasidic circles, the way that the Kabbalah, that the Arizal refers to it, it's the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon. Anybody know what a Hilula means? Hilula? Man knows. What? Something like that. It's a wedding. It's a wedding. So we call the day when Rabbi Shimon passed away a wedding. Why are we calling it a wedding? Pretty strange thing. You know, when you die, you wouldn't normally think of it as a wedding.
But many couples can give very simple answers to that question.
Yeah, that is. Okay. There are definitely many. But the way that Rav Melamed explains it is that when Rav Shimon's, when you do a mitzvah, it's like an engagement. That's why we wrap the wedding, you know, engagement ring and our tefillin. Every mitzvah, it's like you should be doing it with a joy, like you're getting engaged. But when do you get married? When your soul is finally able to break free and experience dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the day that it dies. So when Rabbi Shimon passed away from the world, his soul was able to connect to the Shekhinah, and it was like a wedding in heaven. And the Zohar teaches that his light, the light of Kabbalah, the light that the Torah that he learned in the cave, that all those 12 years was revealed on Lag BaOmer. And so on Lag BaOmer, we go out and we rejoice and we sing and we celebrate the Torah of fire, the Torah Tanistar, the Torah of Kabbalah, the sweet Torahs of Chassidut, and that everlasting fire that every Jew has within themselves, which can never be extinguished. And in that, for that reason, there are those who light, no one's really sure to sow it, it's a secret. But some have a custom to light bonfires, right? You've seen that? I saw a few guys here, right? So some explain that the idea behind the bonfire is that burning passion that fired the Torah Tanistar, which Rabbi Shimon revealed to the world. We have an ability to connect to that Torah on Lag BaOmer. So Bezrat Hashem, we should all be Zoicha today to Mekabel, the Kabbalah, to Mekabel on ourselves, to really learn Torah and do mitzvahs with a new fire and passion, and really embrace and rejoice over the Torah Kabbalah and the Torah Chassidus.